Hello and welcome to the pilot episode of Tea with Lily. I'm your host Lily Mensebo and I'm so excited to have the fabulous Jackie Gransell, the powerhouse of all things to do with networking for business. Jackie is the co-founder of 1230, the premier networking organisation for women business owners. Hey Jackie, welcome and thank you so much for joining me on the sofa. How are you today?
I'm actually nice and cool now. I've put the air conditioning on and thank you so much for inviting me.
Great. Jackie's not called a connector for no reason, and we'll get to find out during the rest of the program how she came to be known by that name. Jackie will also share some success stories with us as well as tips on effective networking. Tea with Lily is a space for informal discussions with a relaxed format where we chat about topical issues over a cup of tea, a very simple idea. Guests from all walks of life join in to share their experiences and provide tips and tricks for professionals and entrepreneurs interested in career and personal growth. They share their nuggets of wisdom with me and all you out there listening. Welcome and thank you for joining in and tuning in. Now, Jackie, what motivated you to set up 1230, or shall I say TWC, the women's company as it once was?
It was the ever-increasing need of business women that we met who were coming to our lunches, as we knew them then, to grow their businesses through networking.
That's great. So how do you remember the first stages of setting up a networking group to further women's entrepreneurship?
Oh, well, that was a great mix of fun and frustration.
Why do you say that?
Because of the way it started, and because there was no big picture at the original time, so we were sat at the table counting out the pennies. It was frustrating because sometimes we didn't know how many were turning up. It was great fun because we saw the successes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So now, the connector, as you called, and this is me doing finger quotes, organizer of great business networking opportunities for business growth is now your personal brand, is how your personal brand is expressed. Is this innate or have you learned how to develop these characteristics over the years?
I think it's a mix. I believe it is innate, but honed through experience over the years and the volume of contacts that I've been fortunate to make.
Great. When you say volume of contacts, I'm assuming maybe just 100, 200, or is it thousands?
Thousands, really.
Oh, gosh. So definitely a woman worth knowing.
Yeah.
So, Jackie, can you give our listeners a snapshot of your networking journey so far and how it started?
Well, it's been an amazing journey. I've been extremely lucky to meet some hugely inspiring, awesome women. We started... I met Penny Denby at a business startup course when I started my IT training company, and she was starting up her web design company. She invited me to join her at a meeting in London of women in IT. And don't forget, this was 99-2000. There wasn't a lot going on for women even then.
Absolutely.
So I declined, saying I don't do coffee mornings or women's events. I mean, just look where we are now. But anyway, Penny said she was going anyway, and the story goes I was dragged by the roots of my hair, screaming and shouting, which is not entirely untrue. But that evening was really enlightening, and I was hooked by the differences and experiences I saw that night, because women network in a much more natural way, sharing, quite different to the guys, but they are learning. But from that point, Penny and I went to various London business women meetings. There just really wasn't much else going on for business women. And we decided to share some desk space in the city where the women that we met suggested that we met for lunch, as their offices actually weren't far from there when we moved in. And after about 3 months, we had 20 women meeting us just to share experiences, offer support and advice over lunch. And we were also business advisors with what was then the Bromley Chamber of Commerce.
I remember it well.
Yes. such a shame it's gone, I think, but anyway, who asked us for our help in to arrange something for the business women in the area. And of course, what we knew and did was arrange a lunch. So we did that in Bromley. We had a business lunch. And this was hugely successful, and it culminated with women asking us if they could run a group for us in their area. It was growing at that point, and we initially, it was known as Solo Girl, but we then found that actually it wasn't just for us. Initially, it was about making contacts for Penny and myself to grow those independent businesses. Mm-hmm. But it was at that point we thought, no, hang on a minute, it is more for other women as well. So we sat down and thought, well, actually, we better get a bit serious about this. So the business plan evolved, and we set up a training and interview program and a strategy.
That's fantastic. Solo Girl, why did you choose the name? What I mean, Solo Girl, networking and Solo Girl are a little bit...
I think the idea was that we were women on our own.
Ah, okay.
So, but it wasn't right for us, because what we found was, well, we weren't particularly knowledgeable really about domain names and things in those days. And we bought the .co.uk, but .com wasn't available, but it wasn't obvious what else was available. So, but then we found, and of course, as is, people do type .com, and then .com became obvious what it was, and it wasn't what we had in mind, i.e. networking.
Yeah.
So we'll say no more on that one.
Okay.
but 1230 from that point really has grown by need and grown organically.
And how many different groups do you have in and around the London area?
Well, the head office is based in Beckenham, and we've got one in Mayfair, and then we sort of fan out really downwards south. So we've got 12 groups currently.
12 groups of women meeting
monthly.
When is the next big meeting that's going to happen within 1230?
Okay, well, we're having a bit of a break over August for the summer period, but we're launching on the 5th of August in Croydon.
Croydon, okay.
In Albert's Table, which is a terrific venue. And we're also having our away day. We're having a barbecue by the seaside.
Oh, fantastic.
It's Sandgate.
And who's invited? Anybody, or is
anybody
it just
can come. No, it's not just women. It's anybody can come.
Families.
It's a fam day. Yeah.
Okay.
A great day.
Are the boys invited?
They are indeed. We had a great time last year. There's a photograph up on the website.
Oh, great.
With people paddling and all sorts. So, so it was great fun. So we're doing that again this year. And then we kick off back into the normal run of things for September, running through towards the end of the year. On the 3rd of November, we've got our conference, our Business Women in Action conference.
And where is that going to be held?
That's in Moorgate, at the 280 Moorgate, 2-minute walk from Liverpool Street Station.
So that's the Business Women in
Action
conference. What was the date again? Just remind us.
It's the Monday, 3rd of November.
Monday, 3rd of November. Yeah. Okay. Right. Thanks for that, Jackie. That's very insightful. I mean, just starting from just you and a friend, and now it's grown into thousands. And I'm sure you've had many women. I mean, I've been, you know, I've known Jackie and Penny for too long, you know, far too long. And they've been just fantastic at helping business women connect us. And it's been great. So, Jackie, hand on heart, what would you have said if you were asked, if you were a 16-year-old and asked what you wanted to be when you grew up? Is that a million-dollar question?
It is a bit, yes, because it floated around. First of all, I wanted to be a children's nanny. Then I wanted to be a dressmaker and designer.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up actually being in school and going to be a secretary in a shipping office, which I think a lot did at that time.
Secretary in the shipping office, is that anything to do with Lloyd's of London?
No, it's not far from there.
Uh-huh.
Sadly, when we had the problems with the IRA, their offices, I wasn't there. Actually got blown up. It was in St Mary Axe.
I remember it well.
Do you know St Mary Axe?
Yes, I used to work in that area many years ago.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was Yeah, I mean, going out there in the big wide world, meeting different people was quite fun, and talking to the ship owners, you know, over the phone and all the rest of it. Yeah, it's
quite fun. Dress designer. So, do you still do stuff with, you know, clothes and that sort of thing?
Not the designing, but certainly not so much now. But I do knit and needlework as well, so I've always enjoyed that, and always have up until sort of business really sort of taken over on that. I did think about doing a knitting networking event, but it never went anywhere. But I do enjoy both knitting and needlework.
I can see the designer thing, because Jackie, you always look fabulous whenever I see you. I mean, look at you now. It's a shame this is not on TV, but we'll have a photo to show you. This is Tea with Lily, and my guest on the pilot show today is the fabulous Jackie Groundsell, aka the Connector of 1230, the premier networking organisation for women business owners. So when did you realise that connecting people was something that you were born to do?
Well, really just talking to people and thinking, oh, actually, I know someone that would be a really useful connection for you. Mm. So it was talking to people and realising synergies.
Yes.
And people, because quite honestly, over the years, there have been thousands of people, and you do remember, that would be a good connection.
Yeah.
And then I can say, you know, I think this would be somebody that would be really useful for you to talk to. Would you like me to connect you?
Mm.
And then I do that usually over email, and then they take it from there.
Mm. That's a good skill to have, because that means that your brain is always working like a net, trying to, you know, put people together and thinking, oh, that person might be good for that person.
Yeah. Absolutely, wow. And I find that really exciting and very rewarding.
So if somebody comes back, I mean, I bet the reward for you is if somebody comes back to you and says, I met so-and-so and we're able to do, you know, this and that together, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
And the smile is wonderful.
So what is the usual profile of the clients that you tend to connect with? You know, age, profession, career, you know, lifestyle?
It's very wide. I suppose the age range is from 30, 55 to 55, that sort of sole traders, SMEs, smattering of corporates.
Okay.
But that's the core.
Mm. And the age range would be?
30 to 55, that sort of age.
Mm.
Yeah. Which is quite wide.
Mm. I would have thought, you know, 30, you know, I can see, you know, the people, in terms of entrepreneurship, now you're seeing younger people come through.
Yes.
Whereas before it would be people in their sort of late 30s, 40s, starting their own businesses. But now you're seeing much younger people through. So I'm sure they will be happy to start their businesses, but then get stuck because they haven't got the experience to, you know, keep things going. So people like you will be very good in terms of getting them introduced to more experienced business owners.
Yeah, and I think there's such a lot of stuff going out there. I mean, women are starting their businesses for all sorts of different reasons.
Mm.
It's not just, great, I want to go ahead and do this.
Mm.
They may start their business because financially they need to. Something's happened with their partner's business, you know. So, but I think the opportunities are much greater now.
Yeah.
Regardless of what the reasons for starting are, there's much more opportunity out there. And as you say, different people like us that we can all talk and share.
Yeah. For those who've just joined us, this is Tea with Lily, and I'm here with Jackie Groundsell, who's the founder of 1230, a business, a networking organisation that helps business women. So now, with Jackie, with your vast experience, what are the three main issues that women feel they need to grow their businesses?
Well, obviously, networking gives the opportunity to make those contacts.
Yes.
You can't, if nobody knows about you, it's not going to happen, is it?
Absolutely.
So you need those contacts. Sometimes they need finance. It doesn't have to be a mega amount of finance, but sometimes they need finance. Although, I have to say, when Penny and I went on that business startup course, what they said to us was, keep your hands in your pockets.
What does that mean?
Don't go to anybody to get any money. I mean, often the businesses look to their family and friends.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean to say, although it's out there with the banks, it doesn't mean to say that you have to have a big pot of money in that sense.
Yeah.
But so finance, contacts, and of course time. Managing time can be quite difficult as well for people who've not been in that situation before.
What do you mean by managing time? And explain a bit more so our listeners are aware.
Well, particularly women will perhaps have a home office.
Mm.
And if they've got a family as well, then they need to manage that time between actually, I don't know, perhaps taking the children to school,
yes,
coming back, focusing on what they can do, and really making best use of the time that they've got to do their thing.
Mm.
Not all women have got families and that they do that, but a lot have. Mm. So it's about balance, really.
Yeah, yeah.
It's about balance. So I think those three things are really key to be able to manage their business and perhaps the things that they've not had to deal with before.
Yeah, so that's number one is contacts, number two is finance, and number three is time. The finance bit, which is keep your hand in your pocket. I'm going to steal that, Jackie. So you're a female entrepreneur yourself. How do you feel when you connect with other female entrepreneurs?
Well, fantastic, really amazing.
Yeah,
yeah. It is, as you know, as we said before. I mean, it's about connecting those people and also meeting people, because it's a learning curve. Life, you never stop learning. I don't find.
Yeah, there's a difference between being a salaried professional and being an entrepreneur. The mindset, totally opposite, because as a salaried professional, you have to look towards a particular career path, do what the organisation, to the point that often you're not able to think too much for yourself.
Yes.
You have to follow the corporate route. Whereas as an entrepreneur, you're responsible for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Exciting and scary all in one, isn't it?
Yeah, you get to think for yourself, you get to make your own rules, and which is fine, but at the same time, when it does go wrong, it's also on your head. But I hope that most of the time, it's a good feeling and it's empowering, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, though it is. And I think ages ago, somebody I read or heard said, there's no such thing as failure.
No.
Because you're learning all the time, and you just make good use of your experience.
Mm. After what must be a career in connecting successful women, what would you say is your overall view?
That it is important to make use of contacts, and people need to make use of that time networking. Mm. I searched for ages right at the beginning to find another word for networking.
Really?
Because in the very early days, it had such a bad name, the association with hard selling, which of course networking is not about selling at all.
Yes. Networking, yes, I get you.
It's about building relationships, you know that, Lily, yourself, from your own experiences. It's about people that you can trust, and even if you've not experienced or used their service or their product, if you're meeting somebody and building that relationship on a regular basis, you know that you can say to somebody in all honesty, look, I've not used their service, I've not used their product, but I've met them on a regular basis. Would you like that connection?
Yeah.
And then it can go from there and they make their own decisions. So the important thing really is that people do need to network.
It's one of the key things that, as someone who helps people with their personal brands, networking or building good relationships is one of the key things of having a good, powerful personal brand. Because I think I read somewhere that your network is your net worth.
Yes.
I don't know where it came from. I think it's one of those unknown things, but it's all this, sum total of the people that you hang around with, really.
Yeah. True. So true.
This is Tea with Lily, and my guest on the pilot show today is the fabulous Jackie Gransel, aka the Connector of 1230, the premier networking organisation for women business owners. Jackie, so what nugget of wisdom would you like to share with the listeners of Tea with Lily who might want to set up their own businesses?
Well, over time, I've met women who have said, yeah, I'm really excited, I'm going to be setting up my business in a year. Or, I'm not quite ready yet, and I'm going to be doing it. Well, when are you going to be doing it? Well, I don't know, but I am going to be doing it. It's never going to happen.
Yeah.
You've just got to get on with it and just do it. Get stuck in there. Just do it.
I think over the years of my own experience, the just doing it thing cannot be emphasized enough, because we're all waiting for this perfect opportunity or the perfect business card or the perfect website or the, perfection. And what then happens? None of those things become perfect, and therefore we don't, get up to do the things that we really need to do. So I think that advice of just do it. And obviously, if you're surrounded by very good people, they will steer you and guide you in the right direction. So listeners out there, if you think about it, just do it. And if you need Jackie's expertise in connecting people, go to 1230, is it .com or .uk?
.co.uk.
1230.co.uk. Now, I've done most of it now, so how can our listeners connect with you and the fabulous women of 1230 online and offline?
Well, we're around a lot.
Yes, you are. I see you around.
So our website, as you mentioned just now, is all W's and then the numbers 1230.co.uk. Telephone number is 020-8650-8015. And to contact me personally, it's jgroundsell@1230.co.uk. I'm on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn and Pinterest.
Okay. Ooh. So now you've shared so much information with us, and Jackie, it's been wonderful having you on the show, because I've known you for about at least 10 years.
Must be.
And
yeah, must be.
You've been so good to me good to the people, the women that I know, and I can't thank you often enough for all the connections that you brought my way. And I'm glad that you agreed to be our first guest.
Absolutely thrilled.
It's just, and I'm happy that you said yes. So please come and visit us again. I'm sure we'll have other opportunities for you to come and join us and have a chat with us. If you have any queries for me or Jackie, you can get me on lilyyeboah@gmail.com, or as Jackie said, at jgroundsell@1230.co.uk. Now, please join me again for the next episode of Tea with Lily, where my guests will include Councillor Elizabeth Kingethi, Mayor of London Borough of Barking and Dagenham, and Mirella Sulla, the author of Don't Let Your Mind Go and Editor-in-Chief of Migrant Woman magazine. I'm your host, Lily Menseyebo, and I'm so looking forward to having tea with you real soon. Until next time, keep smiling and always, always walk good. Thank you, and please tune in again.